WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey everyone, Leo Weston here, and welcome back to the Dopamine Reset Protocol. Now, let's be honest. We all love a good scroll through our feeds, right? That quick dopamine hit of likes, comments, and funny cat videos, it's seriously addictive. But what happens when that endless scroll starts to feel more like a burden than a joy? What happens when the online world starts to take a toll on our mental well-being? Today, we're diving deep into the fascinating and sometimes frustrating impact of social media on our mental health. Ever feel like you're constantly comparing yourself to other people's carefully curated online personas? You know that feeling when you scroll through Instagram and suddenly everyone seems to be living their best lives, perfect vacations, flawless relationships, incredible achievements. It can be a real downer, leaving you feeling inadequate or even envious. The truth is, social media often presents a distorted reality, a highlight reel of people's lives rather than the full, messy picture. So how do we navigate this complex landscape and cultivate a healthy online presence? Buckle up, because we're about to break down 5 key takeaways that can help you reclaim your mental well-being in the digital age. First things first, be mindful of your time. It's like anything else, moderation is key. Set realistic limits on how much time you spend scrolling each day. Try using built-in phone features or apps to track your usage and set reminders to take breaks. You might be surprised by how much time you can reclaim for activities that truly nourish your mind, body, and soul. Second, curate your feed intentionally. Think of it like a garden. You wouldn't plant weeds, right? So why fill your social media feeds with negativity or content that triggers negative emotions? Unfollow accounts that drain your energy or make you feel worse about yourself. Follow inspiring individuals, thought-provoking pages, and communities that uplift and empower you. Remember, your online space should be a source of positivity and inspiration. Third, engage authentically. Don't feel pressured to portray a perfect image online. It's okay to be real, to share your vulnerabilities, and to connect with others on a genuine level. Remember, social media is about building connections, not creating illusions. Fourth, practice digital detoxing. Take regular breaks from all devices, phones, computers, tablets, to reconnect with the offline world. Go for a walk in nature, read a book, spend time with loved ones, engage in hobbies that bring you joy. This helps you gain perspective and appreciate the richness of real life experiences. And finally, remember, your worth is not defined by likes, followers, or online validation. Your value comes from within. Your unique talents, passions, relationships, and contributions to the world. Don't let the numbers game dictate your self-worth. Now, imagine this. You're scrolling through Instagram and you see a picture of someone seemingly living their dream life. They're on a beautiful beach, sipping cocktails, with a million-dollar smile. It's tempting to compare yourself, right? To feel inadequate or envious. But remember what we talked about, that's just a snapshot in time. Behind that picture could be countless challenges, insecurities, and behind-the-scenes struggles. Instead of comparing, why not use this moment as an opportunity for self-reflection? What are you grateful for in your own life? What brings you joy? So, let's recap the key takeaways. be mindful of your time, curate your feed intentionally, engage authentically, practice digital detoxing, and remember that your worth is not defined by online validation. It's about taking control of your online experience, creating a positive and supportive space for yourself, and using social media as a tool for connection and inspiration rather than a source of comparison and anxiety. Remember, you are in charge of your mental well-being. Make choices that nourish your mind, body, and soul. And don't forget to share this episode with anyone who might benefit from these insights. Until next time, keep striving for a healthier, happier you.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.